Will it let you remove that highlight? Thank you.
Yep. You want me to make it green because we're changing it?
Sure.
Okay. So the facility shall be monitored during hours of operation by an attendant, and no unsupervised client shall be permitted in any of the shooting areas. Track of it.
Okay.
Okay. Cut it out of there. Ready to move on?
Yep.
Okay, down under L1, we had proposed to be removed. The following information shall be submitted with all applications for a shooting range conditional use permit. One is a list of all types of firearms, ammunition, and shooting to be allowed at the facility, such as trap, skeet, high-powered rifle, pistol, and black powder. I think the thought was that the shooting range is going to include all types of firearm.
Did they take that out?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had.
And then on item 3, information pertaining to the firing lines, firing positions, and target lines, but then they wanted to remove safety fans, shot fall zones, and related data. Yeah, I don't know what a safety fan. I guess it'd be a cone-shaped deal or something. And then item 4 to be removed, the location and composition and dimensions of all baffles, safety berms, backstops, and related safety features. And again, those would all be presented and required if it was not a sufficient backstop. And then 5, a list of all property owners and land uses within 3,000 feet of the perimeter property proposed. That would take us 3 minutes to pull and get a hold of, whereas the public and somebody doing it would probably wrestle. They'd probably call us to get them the list. So we'd still do that.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
I mean, we do that on everyone anyway. And that's all the changes proposed to Article 30.
Okay.
What was number 6? I've got something added there. Has that been changed? Number 6 about other
information? Other information deemed appropriate by the Planning and Zoning Department, the Planning Zoning Commission, or the County Commission.
Do you have a line in green below it about no shooting range within 500 feet of the R zone, in R zone?
That's added at the top.
That's added at the top.
That's at the top?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to Article 24. This has to do with nightly rental in the R2 and R3 zoning districts. If you remember, in February, the Planning Commission proposed an amendment to eliminate the R1 zone as conditional use availability for nightly rental. They presented proposing R2, which are duplexes, and R3, which are multifamily buildings. The same to remove, we can see that we just take the C out. They would not be available for conditional use application. Any questions on that one? Okay. And then Article 10, I don't know how or where after all of our review and Travis's review, but we have density and dimensional standards in each of the R districts and A district and C. And somehow we only got sewer I guess assuming that maybe all R1 zoned parcels are going to have sewer. Well, they don't. So we just are proposing adding the septic, so 2 acres. There's a little bit of difference. You have a little more height. Your setbacks are the same, but this would be an added to the chart that is on all the other zoning districts that somehow got left off of R1. And it just shows the size of acreage for septic, your minimum frontage setback for a lot subdivided with only septic, height of an individual single-family home on septic, and then, of course, your setbacks.
And does that change anything as far as certain areas that are kind of grandfathered in because of the size of the lots? Does that change anything with those?
No. I mean, if somebody comes in an R1 that's an acre and a half lot or acre and three-fourths and they only have availability to septic, this would be the standards. That's the only difference would be their height standard. They could go a little taller than what they would if they had septic or sewer. I guess the assumption, and I didn't change any of these from where they were proposed. But if somebody came in now and we tried to look at the density standards on an R1 lot on septic, that here's what the chart looks like. That's only sewer. Again, I think the assumption was all R1 lots would be on sewer, which they're not.
Well, like you go down to some of the Oakmont lots.
Those are all septic, and they're R1 because they're older lots and smaller. Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. So if somebody's wanting to build on those or develop those.
Yeah, it doesn't change
anything. It doesn't change anything there. You still have the 100 foot between the wellhead. And the
yes, kind of that single thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are your zoning amendment proposals from the Planning Commission.
That was Article 11. That was Article 10.
That was 10. And these are order number 0523-22-01.
And Scott, if we approve, you will send us the email of what you've just presented right there.
Yep. What I'll do is I'll change that final draft to include what changes that you've proposed if you approve it, and I'll send you an email with the new,
okay,
new final.
What is the, I should know this probably, Article 7, 11, and 12. It's on our proposed adoption of amendments to Taney County zoning.
Seven are the use regulations. What were the other numbers?
Well, here, I'll show you what I'm looking
at. Well, 11 is R2 and R3. Your actual...
that's what I'm looking at.
The... Article 24, if you change R2 and R3 from nightly rental conditional use, that actually affects a lot of other articles indirectly. So it affects, that change affects 7. That change affects 11. That change affects 12. Yes.
Correct. So that's why it's listed on this paper.
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
And then can you go to the... You may not have it here. What is allowed in ag? It's like your chart that has the P's and the C's and the...
So under A1, this is the residential. So if you go down the chart... single-family residence and manufactured homes. And conditional use are group homes, class 1, 8 residents, and then 8 to 15. And then our commercial uses are listed here. A1, your C's and P's.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm trying to find the...
That's civil and institution. Sorry, we haven't got to the commercial yet.
Okay.
Commercial is here. Might move down.
So on the shooting range that we changed.
Right here. In A1, it's a conditional use. They would go before the Planning Commission
and that's for a commercial, shooting.
Open shooting range, okay. Correct. Some industrial that's not allowed, and then of course the agricultural uses. Okay.
Oh, yep.
All right. That's all I had for the amendments.
You guys have any questions, Reed?
No, but everything we discussed, like Scott said, will be corrected and will be sent a clean form to.
Yeah, the changes really, you're going to add the facility shall be monitored during hours of operation by an attendant, and no unsupervised client shall be permitted in the area of the shooting range. That's what was proposed. And I think the rest of it was left as it was on all the other amendments.
I don't believe we have a copy of that entire thing, though, period. So we'll be, you'll clean it up and we'll be sent the entire
Correct.
Copy to sign.
Yes, yep.
Move to approve the order of the Taney County Commission adopting the amendments to the Taney County Planning, Taney County Zoning with changes, order number 523-2201.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, thank you.
I've got 1140 Ridgedale Road, Missouri,
yep.
Order number 523-2202.
So on May 10th, 2022, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, which